The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hold on a second. John Lobertini, excuse me. So the Oakland Raiders are going to stay in Oakland.
Right.
That's good news.
That is good news.
Yeah, for at least one more year, right?
Right.
So the players know that they should rent now. Don't buy, but rent. Yes, look for a place to rent because that'll take a couple months in itself. And then there's an option to stay for two more years, right?
Yes.
So it's looking good if you're a Raiders fan in Oakland.
I would say it is, yes. That was an interesting slip of the tongue, though, wasn't it?
It was. I loved it. Okay, so now I have the monitors on here, and I just saw Mark Davis on Cron. I've been dying to ask this question for a long time. What's up with that dude's hair?
That's the original bowl haircut, isn't it?
That's the page boy. That's like, no offense, but is it his hair? Are they hair plugs? Is that a toupee? Is that like Dumb and Dumber? What time is it with his hair?
You know what?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I think that's an undercover piece for Heather. Go out and find out what the deal is with Mark.
Yes.
He's horrifying.
Mark Davis is.
I just want to know what it is. 8080810 if somebody knows. I'm not being a wise ass. I'm just curious.
You're just being a wise ass.
No, I'm not. I just want to know.
Look,
if it's hair plugs, it's cool. I understand because I was talking during your newscast. Look, Elton John had hair plugs, and when he first got them like 15 years ago, well, it didn't look so good.
And his hair looks a lot like Mark Davis.
Well,
No.
Elton's come a long way.
Hair plugs, schmear plugs, there's no reason to comb and cut your hair like that. There's just no reason. I don't care if you're really, really poor or what. This has to be outlawed.
Well, but that's been his haircut for a long, long time.
You know what,
Drex?
I think that maybe you ought to sort of solicit hair care products. We'll put them in a box. We'll send them over to Oakland and say,
Mark Davis, Mr. Davis.
The Mark Davis Hair Care Club. How about
John,
that?
John, that's a great plan.
Courtesy of the Drex Radio Station.
We'll do a GoFundMe, and people can send money, and we'll send him to a really good barber and have a full-on makeover.
And you'll supervise that, right?
Well, sure.
If it's a hair piece, maybe he just needs a new one.
No one would make a hairpiece to look like that. Yeah, I mean, if you're in the wig business,
I know
who makes that wig and goes, oh, these will sell a million. These will sell like hotcakes.
There's that fly on the wall moment again.
Yeah, it worked for Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. I mean, what the hell? I don't know.
In a movie.
Where the title was Dumb and Dumber.
Well, and I have to tell you, it doesn't work when I'm looking at Cron. Just saying. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Let's start the show. Bring on
Sorry.
Is that what you needed me for?
Yes. I want to know. I've been dying to know for a year now, but it keeps slipping my mind to ask what's up with Mark Davis's hair. But I just saw it on Cron.
You know, I'm going to hang a picture of him on my refrigerator just to lose weight.
Look, we have a whole newsroom here. Today, tomorrow, I want to launch an investigation. What time is it with Mark Davis's hair?
KGO and the Drex Radio Show investigate.
It's a Drex exclusive. Bring it on.
I said we were going to start a political revolution. We have won New Hampshire. Now let's take it to the rest of the country. And I have one other message. I said a hip hop hippie to the hippie, the hip hop a hop, and you don't stop to rock it to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie, the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Bernie S, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, to the red, to the brown, to the White House, I will go. But first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock, you don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you heard me speak, and you heard what I stand for. So vote for me, not Hillary. Screw the rich, I'm for the poor. Check it out, I'm a D-E-M-O-C-R-A-T. I know what I believe. I'm wise with the old, hot with the young, gonna get their school for free. By the time I get out of office, I'll be pushing 83. I got better suits than Larry David, who's been impersonating me. Yes, that's right.
Feel the burn.
Who is your daddy now? I am not a socialist. I have a kosher list.
Take it. All right. Okay. We do have some breaking news. I think we do. Do you have...
I'm getting to the bottom of it. I found something on Deadspin about his hair. The title is Mark Davis Travels 500 Freaking Miles to Look Like That. I'm still getting to the bottom of it. It's a long, embellished story, so you guys talk and I'll have a report at the end.
All right. Well, we're just trying to figure out if you're just joining us. I've been wondering for a year now since I came back to the Bay, what's going on with Mark Davis's hair? Again, just asking. Not being a smart ass, not being a wise ass, just want to know. Is it a hair piece? Is that his hair did?
So a haircut and maybe a facial. Take a close look at that mug, too.
Apparently he drives a caravan as well, so there's lots of problems aside from just the haircut.
Well, he's a very wealthy man. He's a smart business guy. Yeah, I mean, you know, he owns the Raiders, for God's sakes.
There we go. This is KGO 810 breaking news.
Oh, God. All right.
Mark Davis is a frugal man, not just for a multimillionaire, but also for a regular dude. He skimps on cab fare. He takes advantage of all-you-can-eat deals. He wears cornball team store apparel, and that minivan of his with a VHS player is 18 years old. For that haircut, though, the one defined by its cheapness, the one your 12-year-old sister gave you in 5 minutes before you ran out for baseball practice, the one brought into existence by the bare need of broke mothers to get overgrown hair out of their eyes so they could see their miserable work. Well, he goes to Palm Desert to get it cut.
What?
As he traveled from Chico to Oakland to visit a preferred barber long after he left college at Chico State, I think he's had 3 barbers since college.
I think we need to send a shout out to our friends in the Castro. Fellas, we need some hair care.
Yeah.
Here.
So basically, long story short, if he likes his barber, he sticks with that person and or that look.
What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet this is an old-time barber with the candy cane out front?
Right.
And
that's fine. Look, I'm cool with him being frugal, but that haircut, that's just a bowl over your head.
Oh, my God, this article's so funny. Imagine what the barber says to the next customer who strolls in watching Mark Davis walk out. Because they're like, I will not have what he's having. All right, that's brutal. God. I've been way... There's too much mean tonight.
I know. You said you were looking for love. You're looking the wrong places. You're not going to get it from Oakland. That's for damn sure. All right. Okay, Mr. Country Music, I'm going to play trivia with you now. Okay,
Mr. Country Music, bring it.
Yeah, okay, go Bertini. I've always wanted to record a bunch of really dirty songs under a fake name. Yeah, that showed my sense of humor. So who would that be? Would it be Vince Gill, Brad Paisley, Trace Adkins, Blake Shelton, Charles Kelly, or Toby Keith?
I'm thinking it's Vince Gill or Blake Shelton.
It's Vince Gill. Excellent. His new album, Down to My Last Bad Habit, comes out tomorrow. But even if he didn't get dirty on it, at least he did go out of his way to make sure it's a quality record. And, you know, he did. Actually, I can play you a cut. He did this live in Nashville in a song for George Jones. You'll
mean
love
he
this.
Took a break from the golf course?
Yes, I think so. Let's take a listen.
Oh, sing me the sound. Don't like the fast ones. Keep pouring me something real strong. Oh, I'm drawn to the blue side. Since the king of broken hearts died. And I feel a sad one coming home.
So, you know, he did that on Tuesday in Nashville and as a tribute to George Jones.
Well, it sounded good. It sounded very George Jones-esque.
Did you know about 6 Degrees of Vince Gill? It's a site. You can do it. Just Google it.
I'd rather not.
6 Degrees of Vince Gill. Oh, I can see somebody else has been doing it all day long here. I can always tell what the rest of the talk show hosts have been up to. So you can...
How many porn sites are linked there?
Can't say.
Or Christian singers.
Somebody likes kink.com. Okay, let's see. Vince Gill to anybody. Let's say, let's do Beastie.
You can pick a name, and he'll tell you how many links.
Beastie Boys.
Stevie Nicks.
This is the new name.
Okay, all right. This is Vince Gill. 6 degrees of VinceGill.com. Okay, you said Stevie Nicks. All right. Stevie.
See? Pick somebody more random next time. Like,
yeah, because she's kind of...
That chick from Garbage, Marilyn Manson. I mean, yeah, that's her name, right? Wait, who am I thinking of?
Marilyn Manson is actually a good one to put on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Shirley Manson is the chick from Garbage.
Oh, let me see here. Stevie Nicks. Zero.
What? That never happens.
That never happens.
Ding, 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 ding,
you
ding.
You get another point, Lobo. See, I'm keeping score.
Maybe I didn't.
Lobo, it's, two. I got two.
It's K-N-I-C-K, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I spelled it right. K-N-I-C-K.
Scintillating radio.
I know, right?
Because, I mean, it'd be better if you weren't such a slow typer.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's N-I-C-K-S.
Oh, she doesn't spell it like the basketball team. You're right. You're right.
Okay, who is the other person you mentioned? Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be fun.
Marilyn Manson.
Watch, they did a duet album together. A country version of The Beautiful People.
Let's see. Yes. Started out with a bluegrass song with him in it. Let me see. So that's One Degree Away. They did some bluegrass thing together.
They really
with Marilyn
did.
Marilyn Manson, yeah. One Degree.
Could you twang up The Beautiful People? The Beautiful People?
No, you can't do that. I think commercials will play, and we've got enough of those on the way. All right, that was fun. So you can play. There's a lot of great stuff going on, including the spinning taco.
What has our anchor won tonight, Drex? He gets to keep his job another day.
Yeah, well, you get one of those Mark Davis haircuts.
No.
We'll do it. We'll do it for you
for
free.
Oh, for sure, Drex. Yeah, I'm game. Right.
All right, let's continue. I'll tell you about the taco fun coming up on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hear the news on KGOA 10, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
It was my rookie year. I just got drafted by the Colts, so a lot of attention, a lot of fanfare. I was at a charity bowling tournament hosted by Reggie Miller. I walk through, and I'm kind of signing autographs and trying to navigate to my lane. And I get there, and he had a band there playing for the after party. But this guy comes up to me. He's wearing, like, denim on denim, like jean shorts, jean jacket, it seems like. And he's like, hey, Peyton, my name's Justin. I'm from Memphis. I'm a huge fan of yours. Yeah. So I was like, hey, bro, I appreciate it. I'm like, man, hey, a lot of people here. I'm like, I'm a size 13. You mind getting my bowling shoes for me? I'll be right here. I thought he worked at the bowling alley. I thought he worked at the bowling alley. I mean, nothing gave me any
hint or anything else that this man worked at the bowling alley. Yeah. It turns out,
Justin Timberlake.
That was Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Yeah.
He was not. Oh, my God.
I've heard of him.
That's a great story.
He was not happy. He was not happy.
Have you seen him since?
I have seen him since. Yeah. He reminds me of that all the time.
And he brings it up.
He did not get the shoes for me.
No, and, of course not.
And then today they released this thing. 29 celebrities did a dramatic reading of Justin Bieber's lyrics to Sorry. You know, big hit. It's like a number one hit song for, I don't know, all of the past 6 months. For Vanity Fair. Some of them included John Hamm, Nick Jonas, John Legend, John Krasinski, Chelsea Handler, Ellen Page, and Maya Rudolph. Listen to a piece of this.
You got to go and get angry.
At all in my honesty.
You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies.
I hope I don't run out of time.
Could someone call a referee?
Because I just need one more shot.
At forgiveness.
I know, you know.
That I made those mistakes maybe once or twice.
And by once or twice, I mean...
Maybe a couple hundred times.
So let me, redeem myself tonight.
Because I just need...
One more shot.
Second chances.
Yeah.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Because I'm missing more than just your body.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I let you down.
Is it too late to say sorry now?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I know I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry? Now?
Do you know what I mean? I mean, does he write his own lyrics? I don't know if he does. I guess he does. If it was worthy of Vanity Fair and 29 different actors. Okay. Moving, grooving right along. So The Art of the Deal is out. Johnny Depp playing Donald Trump in this 50-minute Funny or Die video, which is great. So, I mean, the premise of the video is that Donald wrote, directed, and starred in a movie version of the book, The Art of the Deal, back in the 80s. It's introduced by Ron Howard, also stars Patton Oswalt. Let me see. Henry Winkler's in it. Christopher Lloyd, Andy Richter, Kenny Loggins, and even Alf. So here's a snippet from this, and you can find this at Funny or Die. Or just you can Google it, and you'll find it. Johnny Depp playing. And by the way, Johnny Depp said as soon as this landed in his lap, he wanted to do it. And he does. I would not, you know, of all the ridiculous, idiotic, goofy-looking movie characters that Johnny Depp has done.
Sure.
Yeah,
the makeup's
he's
great.
Nailing this. Yeah.
I've seen people do better Trumps, well, but
SNL
with the makeup,
people.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, let's take a listen.
I first started to master the art of the deal back in 1966 when I was at Wharton Business School. So, while other kids were busy smoking reefers and contracting herpes in Saigon, I was studying foreclosure notices so that I could be a real estate mogul just like my dad.
My dad died in Vietnam. He was a hero.
I would say it's a little bit more heroic not to get
I had my own Vietnam. I had to start up with nothing but the shirt on my back and a small $1 million loan from my father.
How awful.
You know, there was barely enough to buy a nice building on Central Park South. Can you believe it?
You know what he reminds me? He sounds like Mike Myers a little bit.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
he? With the Austin Powers thing. I mean, the rhythm, the cadence of him doing Trump.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's
think
a little
role.
Mike Myers-ish.
Patton Oswalt's in there too. He's fine.
Right.
I love him.
All
as
these
Murph
people.
Griffin.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you'll recognize all these comedians and people in sitcoms, etc.
Okay, so the next thing I want to play you is a USC student was on Jeopardy yesterday, proclaiming his love and admiration. Now you got Alec Trebek. I mean, please. So you're on this set. I would think that Alec Trebek would stop the taping, which they can do, and say, cut and edit. But no, it made it on the air. Listen to this.
Sam Deutsch is a junior from USC, the University of Southern California. And you're into music, I gather, but a particular musician, Kanye West, who has
yes.
become a great inspiration for you. In what way?
I mean, honestly, every way. He is music, of course, but also he's recently getting into fashion, which I really respect. He has some great shoes coming out. That's not a promotion or anything, just everybody would agree with me on that.
Uh-huh.
And finally, just his aura. He really carries himself in a way that he's his own man. I respect
Didn't
that.
He indicate at some point that he might consider running for president?
I'm voting for him.
Okay.
And then today at Madison Square Garden, of all places, he played his new album off of his laptop for the crowd and, you know, for his Yeezy line. But the thing is, one of the cuts that was released from the album talks about having sex with Taylor Swift. I don't know how that's going over. I don't think it's going over well with the Swifties. So tomorrow, that will be a huge story.
Ugh, it's huge now.
Yeah.
I think Twitter's in meltdown mode.
Yeah, it's an epic Twitter verse battle. It's on. All right, I got to take a break. When we get back, we'll talk about the best way to get a raise this year. Hugh Hefner's son is really pissed at his father about changing Playboy.
Mm.
Yes, and the Grammy Awards going down next week will have a different spin. We'll talk about it on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up on the Trucks Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You can't always get what you want. You have to do things that are responsible. And
Stephen, that is not true. Stephen, you can do what you want and be responsible.
But Senator, these shows are supposed to start with a host standing up talking to a camera.
Stephen, that's what the elites want you to think. You've
got
to follow your heart. Go your own way. The revolution is possible. You are the revolution. And this time, the revolution will literally be televised.
Well, okay, I mean, that's a strong message, I understand. But at least I have to say who's on the show, sir. And I'll be sitting down with presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders.
How did you get him? He's electrifying.
And apparently the Dem debate tonight is heating up things once again. Didn't see it because I'm working and doing a show, but
well,
they're
you
saying,
saw it, but you didn't
saying,
watch it.
No, I didn't watch it.
Out of the corner of our eye, we did see Hillary's suit because it was so very vivid.
Yeah. her yellow sunshine. I'm festive and
I'm walking on
this
sunshine.
Doesn't work out, I'm going to run an Asian buffet. I don't know. That's the way it looked like to me. And but also to Bernie. I mean, actually, somebody told him to steam his suit tonight. So there, let's not make it a misogynistic mess. Yes, Bernie.
He was well-pressed.
Yes, he was well-pressed this evening. Very good. Okay, well put. Let's move on. The best way to get a raise this year is to quit.
That's
right. Walk out the door. Yep. Your parents stayed at the same job for their entire lives because they knew that hard work and loyalty eventually led to promotions and raises.
Paid off.
Guess what? Not in 2016. That's not what time it is. You leave. The Atlantic magazine analyzed data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they found the key to getting a big raise is to go work somewhere else. People who switched jobs last year made almost 5% more than the year before. People who stayed at their jobs made less than 3% more. Okay, that doesn't sound like a huge difference, but across, you know, the giant number of people, it's significant. The gap was even bigger for people under 35 who switched full-time jobs. Yeah, that's where you jump from, you know, 40 to 80 grand, or 80 to 100, or 100 to 150. Why not?
Wow. That's interesting. We kind of discussed, we touched on that the last time we had Marty Nemko on.
Right, yes. That's a, you know what, I'll save this for Marty.
Yeah. Want a raise?
Right.
Get another job.
Right, especially in the tech industry, I would think.
Yes, that's exactly
for sure.
What I had mentioned, because I'd heard that for years amongst tech friends.
Okay, let's talk about your boyfriend with his dad.
Ryan Gosling? Oh.
No, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
He's the sexiest dad alive.
Oh, I so don't think he's sexy. He's the opposite of sex. He makes me not want to
have
sex.
He has a nude scene in the Deadpool in a burning building, and that's coming out. I don't know.
He's in a burning building? I'll go see that.
Well, you said you didn't care for him, and he was sexiest dad of the year, according to People magazine. But I was saying I didn't even know they had a sexiest dad of the year.
People and I do not have the same taste in men.
Anyway, he was on the Today Show. Here's what he had to say.
One of the big debates we have in our studio all the time is if you could have a superpower,
sure,
what would it be?
I would love to be able to, on demand, reenact any 80s music video in slow motion.
Just call me Angel of the Morning Angel.
He's fun.
Actually, that's
he's
in our
funny,
movie.
Yeah.
Opening credits, because that's one of my favorite songs.
All right, go to the 90s
ever.
For me.
And isn't it ironic?
Oh. Don't you think?
And by the way, just so you know, in the comics, the Deadpool is up for whatever, sexually speaking. It's only hinted at in the new Deadpool movie that he's talking about there. But Ryan Reynolds is down, you know, could be gay. Could be a gay character. Bring it on. Try something new.
Oh,
try something different.
The character could be.
Yes. Which, step out there. Why not? Hey, Hugh Hefner took a big step, and he went with the non-nude thing with Playboy now. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people.
The first issue
just
came out.
Oh, okay.
Of no nakedness.
Well, his 24-year-old son, Cooper, is not a fan of non-nude Playboy. In fact, he actually asked to stop participating in board meetings because he was too vocal about his opposition. And
wow,
he actually spoke out about it, the non-nude Playboy. Here he is.
I've taken a massive step back with Playboy just due to the fact that I, at this point in time, do not agree with the decisions and direction that the company's actually going in. When you have a company and the founder is responsible for kickstarting the sexual revolution, and then you pluck out that aspect of the company's DNA by removing the nudity, it makes a lot of people, including me, sit and say, what the hell is the company doing? Scott runs the company, who's our CEO, and I was essentially asked to no longer participate in the board meetings because I didn't agree with his vision for the company. You know, you either sort of take a step back and say, okay, I'm going to let this happen, or you try and do something about it, and I'm certainly trying to do something about it.
Wow. I mean, come on, that's an empire, and that's the son speaking out. That would be like one of Trump's kids speaking out. Yeah, I don't agree with dad's politics. Yikes.
True.
He's got some big balls there. Yes, and by the way, you need to show those things. I'm with Cooper.
I wonder what's going to happen next. It seems like you could make a movie of the week about this.
God.
And is Hugh losing it? I mean, was it his idea? Is he too old? Or well, was it this Scott fella?
The idea is that with all of the other magazines, GQ and, I don't know, just start naming them off. That
Well, Hustler.
Maxim.
And Penthouse.
No. The GQs and the Maxims of the world have
Where the girls are clothed.
Right, yes, but in a very sexy way. Especially if you think Maxim. Think Maxim magazine.
Yeah.
And so they thought, you know what? Playboy is in such decline. Let's go with
go
that format.
Go after that audience.
Right.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay.
So
oh,
it's
wow.
just started. I mean, I don't know, but Playboy is iconic, and I don't know, you know, that's
know.
Really, you know, you're not switching gears. You're going 180.
Exactly. Like the son said, they're kind of turning their back on their own DNA and what they started with.
I think, and this guy's 24, he needs to get with the gurus up here in, you know, Google and Oculus uh-huh. and get into virtual reality sex and things like that and the nanobots and the sex bots and buy Daddy's Mansion. Don't let Larry Flynt take that damn thing, for God's sakes. You know, bulldoze it over and build a new empire.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. All right.
Playboy brand sex bots, Mandy, Candy, Sandy, and Brandy.
Right. Next. Madonna was almost yanked to the ground by yet another wardrobe malfunction.
Aw, that's too bad.
Happened in Bangkok Monday night. At one point, she was almost pulled to the ground when she got caught up in her giant headdress. And I mean enormous. It was silly big. It was like Lady Gaga big. Yeah, just think that. I don't know. Madge, what's going on? I don't know.
Wow.
This tour thing, I don't know. It seems like her backup dancers were supposed to pull the veil over her head, but it got stuck, and she struggled to get out from under it. It's a great viral video. Eventually, she did make it okay and continued performing. But, you know, it reminds us last year during the Brit Awards. Remember that she was wearing that giant cape? Her backup dancers were apparently supposed to pull it off. Instead, they ended up yanking her down an entire flight of stairs. Recall?
Oh, good Lord.
Yes. Madge goes flying. All right, people, it's time for the good news. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, lightning will strike, and then we'll talk about things that happened in Vegas that didn't stay in Vegas because people will record things now in Vegas. And so I happen to have these things, and that's coming
up
next.
Is it someone we know?
No, it's... two people being very naughty.
Were they cheating on their wife?
You'll find out. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. I'll see. There you go. Vanity Fair. 29 actors reading these lyrics. We can sit here and laugh and try to make fun of him all we want, but the guy, you know, probably made $150 million last year, so there. Guess who won that battle? Go, Justin, go. Wish I was you. Okay, by the way, the Grammys, speaking of music, are going down. And this says Sunday, but I know that's not right. It's Monday, isn't it?
Monday.
I don't know why they're saying Sunday, whatever. The producers have come up with a new camera stunt. This is going to be silly.
Oh, goody.
They've actually built cameras into the base of the trophies. So we're going to have GoPros in the trophies.
Wow.
No, I don't think so. By the way, I'm not sure it's the GoPro brand, whatever, but they're going to have building cameras. Right. So you'll be able to see what the winner looks like from the perspective of the award, or that's how it's supposed to work in theory.
It'd be really great if they could shoot from inside Madonna's headdress to watch her struggling to get out.
With that veil over her head.
I can't get out.
Yeah.
I'm trapped. I've fallen in. I can't get up.
Cut back on the bottle. Turn it back a bit. Yeah. So I would think that, you know, this is going to be unfocused, blurry, motion sickness-inducing mess. I don't know. But they will have Grammy cams. All right. Let's get to some fun stuff. So, and so it goes. This marketing campaign about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is, well, it's just that. It's marketing. If you're a moron in public, you can still get caught, and people like me will broadcast it on 50,000 watts from Drexico to Alaska. All right. It's not clear exactly. This girl from New York, Her name is Chloe. She spent her 21st birthday in Vegas last weekend and met up with this 27-year-old dude from Houston. It's not clear if they knew each other before the weekend or not, but on Friday afternoon, they were busted for having sex on the world's tallest Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay. I like these two.
It's called the High Roller. It's 550 feet tall if you haven't been there for a while. And it's right in the middle of the strip. Technically, it's an observation wheel. So Chloe and Frank had their own glass cabin. In the middle of the ride, they started smoking, undressing, and having, hot Ferris wheel sex. But the employees could see everything on the security cameras, not to mention people in the other booths.
Duh.
Yes. Who were filming everything. So people running the ride tried to get them to stop by using the intercom, but the ride lasts for 30 minutes.
They couldn't stop the ride and kick them off?
Here's,
no, because no one wanted to.
They were arrested promptly when they finished. Here's their lawyer.
And unfortunately, the pod above them rose above them and had a view and apparently took some cell phone videos of this. It's hard to hear when they talk on it. They didn't understand what they were saying. They didn't enter this cabin to commit a sex act in public. This wasn't their intent. They were intoxicated, which negates a specific intent crime such as this. And I believe that as they are charged, they are not guilty.
I don't you just love a lawyer? Good stuff, man. Right on. It's Vegas. Let him go. My God, they're 21. What did I say? 21 and 27.
And so the video is out there. I'll be looking for that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's enough, right? Just leave them alone. Okay. This is good news because this is just so much fun. If you joined this show, then you've heard the emergency defecation situation from New Zealand. Now to be outdone or at least keeping up, the Australians, the Aussies, this guy in Australia was filming his girlfriend by the ocean recently when lightning struck about 30 feet away from her. So he started yelling and freaking out. But it sounds like complete gibberish because of his accent.
Oh, I can understand him.
Yeah, but wait till you... I mean, this is the real deal he was filming. So you can hear the lightning strike. And I mean, this is awesome. Go ahead.
Hey, baby, slide down. Wait for me. Oh, wow, it's pretty rocky here, hey. Hey, slide down on the rocks, baby. It's dangerous out there.
Oh, my God, baby, the... London bot just missed you. Holy bloody mother of God. Jesus f***ing my God, baby. Come back and load the ball nearly here. Oh, my God, baby. You all
right? Oh, my goodness gracious. Holy potatoes.
It's sweet how much he really cares for her.
I know. Let's play it again.
Hey, baby, slide down. Wait for me. Oh, wow. It's pretty rocky here, hey. Hey, slide down on the rocks, baby. It's dangerous out there.
Oh my God, baby, the London bot just missed you. Holy bloody mother of God, Jesus my God, baby, come back and London ball nearly hit ya. Oh my God, baby, you alright?
I think we all are. Everybody's okay. Except for those people in Vegas on that naughty wheel. Wow. And that's a wrap. Thanks to Johnny Funchief, who told us all the great things that we can do. Speaking of naughty, that are all going on in San Francisco this weekend, at least 3 out of 4, you can check it out at KGORadio.com. And then Tara Fields, our love drexpert and psychologist, joining us during the 8 o'clock hour to talk about all things Valentine's Day, love, and romance and relationships. It was very good. All right, have yourself a great night. We will make more tomorrow. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.